Brooks's impact on the community has been enormous, from his charitable endeavors to his willingness to sign autographs or engage virtually every fan who has ever approached him. Indeed, it's no coincidence that Brooks Robinson was the subject, as mentioned, of the famous Norman Rockwell painting of a ballplayer signing an autograph for a young fan. With his upbeat and self-effacing personality, Brooks was the highest expression of what it was to be an athlete and a role model. The late John Steadman, writing for the News American, said of Brooks, "There's not a man who knows him who wouldn't swear for his integrity and honesty and give testimony to his consideration of others. He's an extraordinary human being, which is important, and the world's greatest third baseman of all time, which in his case is incidental." Another writer, Joe Falls of the Detroit News, wrote, "How many interviews, how many questions, how many times you approached him and got only courtesy and decency in return? A true gentleman who never took himself seriously. I always had the idea he didn't know he was Brooks Robinson." Brooks and Frank were the first players elected to the Orioles Hall of Fame appropriately in 1977, and Brooks became one of only 16 first ballot Hall of Famers when he was elected to the National Baseball Hall of Fame in his first year of eligibility in 1983. His plaque in Cooperstown begins, established the modern standard of excellence for third baseman. A member of Major League Baseball's all-century team, he is truly the standard by which all third basemen are measured, and it is fitting that our Legends series concludes with the dedication of Brooks's sculpture, because when you think of the Orioles, you think about Brooks Robinson and the record 23 seasons he spent playing for one team. When you think of Brooks, your thoughts drift back to Memorial Stadium. You think of the pure joy on his face jumping high above Dave McNally, of amazing defensive plays that resulted not just from his unequaled love and passion for the game, but from that preternatural ability to play the bag. When I think of Brooks, my memories take me back to my grandmother's yard when his kids, my brother and I, tried to recreate on one of those hot summer days the exact steps that Brooksy made to record that iconic put out of Lee May. We never could fathom how he made the throw. Every Orioles fan has those special memories of baseball across more than half a century of time spent with family and friends, whether in your backyard or at 33rd Street or here at Camden Yards. And it's because of players like Brooks that we gain a better sense of community, for baseball is the greatest game. More than a tradition, baseball is a game that has brought us together in countless ways. Whether you're a young child in the 60s or 70s listening to a small radio at night, probably well past your bedtime, as Bill O'Donnell and Chuck Thompson recounted Brooks's fabulous diving stabs and game-winning hits, or you were an overage kid who was a contemporary of Brooks's and who lived and worked in Baltimore just as Brooks did, and who lived and breathed the dream of Orioles baseball just as Brooks did, or whether you're a young fan today attending the ceremony or reading about Brooks at the Hall of Fame or in a history book as one of the greatest to have ever played the game, when you think of Brooks Robinson in those 23 seasons, you think of the Orioles, because he, like all of the great Hall of Fame Orioles we have honored in this season-long celebration of Orioles baseball, embody what is best about this ball club and about this great game. Thank you very much.